KSRN News, I'm John Scott. The weather out west in some locations this week is indeed frightful. Katrina Hand, a National Weather Service meteorologist in Sacramento, says there will be a lot of snow in the Sierra Nevada.
In the mountains and foothills, we're expecting heavy snow. We're looking at accumulations around 4 to 8 feet at the highest elevations, and then even up to a foot of snow down in the lower foothills, which is around like 1,500 to 2,500 feet. And then in the northern portion of our Sacramento Valley, we could even see some minor accumulations down in the city of Redding.
However, the winter weather is celebrated by ski resorts that have waited weeks for snow. Marco Rubio is backing Viktor Orban ahead of Hungary's April election during a visit to Budapest. Rubio praised Orban's close personal relationship with President Trump, saying that bond strengthens U.S.-Hungarian cooperation. Rubio also signed a civilian nuclear deal that covers small modular reactors, U.S. nuclear fuel, and spent storage. Iran's top diplomat holding talks with the U.N. nuclear watchdog in Geneva before a second round of negotiations between the U.S. and Iran. In consumer news, coffee prices keep rising.
Coffee prices in the U.S. were up 18.3% in January from a year ago, according to the latest Consumer Price Index released on Friday. Over 5 years, the government reported coffee prices rose 47%. Data from Toast, a payment platform used by more than 150,000 restaurants, found the median price of regular hot coffee in the United States had climbed to $3.61 in December.
That's Bill Alexander reporting. No trading on Wall Street today in observance of President's Day. This is SRN News. Canada may be expanding assisted suicide again.
The Quebec College of Physicians has released a statement saying that, quote, medical assistance in dying may be an appropriate treatment for infants suffering from extreme pain. The Canadian government has already expanded the assisted suicide option from just those who are terminally ill to those who are chronically ill, and in 2027 it will add those who are mentally ill. Pro-life advocates have warned that once legalized, the procedure always expands. Michael Harrington reporting.
A judge has blocked the Trump administration from cutting off hundreds of millions in public health grants to four Democratic-led states. The issue is the promotion of transgenderism and the use of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The Department of Health and Human Services told Congress that it plans to withhold about $600 million allocated to California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. This is SRN News. On the two-year anniversary of the death of Alexei Navalny, his widow and others are saying they have determined the late Russian opposition's leader's cause of death.
Over the weekend, his widow Yulia thanked European officials, who said analyses of samples taken from Navalny's body confirmed he was poisoned with a rare toxin found in poisoned dart frogs.
It's scientific proof that my husband, Alexei Navalny, was poisoned.
British Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper.
Only the Russian government had the means, the motive, and the opportunity to use that toxin against Alexei Navalny in prison.
Audio courtesy Sky News. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says they reject such accusations. I'm Jennifer King.
Israeli prosecutors plan to charge a settler in the killing of a Palestinian activist during a confrontation that was caught on video. It would open a rare prosecution of violence by Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank. More details at srnnews.com.